And if somebody,
trusting, my trusting.
Okay, and what if you say if somebody doesn't pay much attention to details, he's kind of what?
Yeah.
Well, would you say the word careless?
Yes.
Okay, careless. So what's that mean?
It just means, doesn't, like you said, doesn't pay attention to things or doesn't analyze things before he does them.
Okay.
Very forgetful.
Okay. What does the word queer mean to you?
Odd or strange.
Okay, now, would it have any other connotations to you?
Yes, homosexual.
Okay, now that'd be, would that be male homosexual or
yes, male.
Just male, okay. All right, if a man is very sure of his own ways and doesn't want to change, you say, don't be so what?
Set in your ways.
Okay. Would you have any other words for it?
No, I'd say set in your ways.
Would you ever, have you ever heard anybody say pig-headed or bull-headed or
yeah.
stubborn or obstinate?
Right.
Which ones of those have you heard?
All of them.
Uh-huh.
Right. But,
but you'd use probably...
If I was going to use in the sentence, I'd use set in his ways. But just saying, just using terminology, I would say it was pig-headed or bull-headed.
What is somebody you can't joke with, somebody who's losing their temper, always taking things personal, what do you call that?
Grouch.
Okay. And if the person is kind of, would you, what's the word touchy mean to you? Does that mean?
Means that, reacts, so much differently to general things that a normal person wouldn't react to in a friendly manner, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. And what if somebody gets, if you try to make a joke and the guy takes it the wrong way, what's he do?
Gets upset.
Say, I'm just trying to kid you. Don't what?
Don't get uptight. Or
In other words, you're trying to tell him to keep his what?
Keep his cool, not to lose his cool.
Okay. And
keep his composure.
And what if you say, I've been working real hard and I'm really what?
Tired.
And if you're really, what if you say, man, I've just been working all day, I'm what?
Exhausted.
Okay. If you were trying to use the form of, it's like, I'm really, you know, I'm worn out, how would you say that? Would you say worn out?
I'd probably say I'm really worn out, or I'm bushed.
Yeah.
Or I'm beat.
If somebody had been quite well and you're suddenly they have a disease, you say, last night she what?
Came ill.
Okay. Would you say that, or would you say she got sick, or would you say she took sick? Yeah, probably say that. But she'll be up again before you know it. What about if you say somebody's catching a cold, how do you say that?
He's getting a cold.
Okay. If it affects his voice, you say somebody is what?
Hoarse.
Okay. And if he does that, what's that called?
Cough.
And I better go to bed, I'm feeling a little bit what?
Sleepy, tired.
Okay. And if you're calling up and you're at a motel and you want to get up in the morning, you call him up and say what?
Like to leave a wake-up call.
Okay. And what would you say to me? Say to them. You say,
I want to leave a wake-up call at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. If you say, he's still sleeping, we better not
wake him up.
Okay. If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And you, yesterday, you
took your medicine.
And you have
taken your medicine.
And you will
take the medicine.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, somebody says you're what?
Deaf.
Okay. If he began to sweat when he started work, by the time he finished, you would say he drank a lot.
And sweated a lot.
Okay. And what's that discharging sore that comes to a head?
A pimple.
Okay. And what's the kind that Job had in the Bible? Starts with a B.
He had boils.
Okay. And what's inside a boil? What's the stuff?
Pus.
That's wrong. And, okay, if you say somebody's got an infection in your hand, so it got bigger than it ought to be, you say it did what?
It was swollen.
Okay. And yesterday it?
Swelled.
And it has?
Swollen.
And it will?
Swell.
When you get a blister, what's that liquid under the skin of a blister?
Water. Fluid.
Okay.